By the precious blood. What a privilege it is to come again into your presence, to come to share and to receive this wonderful word of the living God. We come again with great thanksgiving. We honor you in our midst. We recognize our human frailties and inabilities, our shortcomings in the ability to both share as well as receive this word. We are acutely aware that without your help we cannot do it as we ought. And so, Heavenly Father, as we come to share and receive your word tonight again, I, as the one under authority, I come stripping myself of every confidence I may have in my preparation, in what I know, what I prepared only. My confidence is in your mercy, Lord God, to use my preparation and what I know to bring forth this word by your mercies accurately, in power, in great clarity, and in the comfort and the love of your Spirit, so that, Lord, as we pray, as we speak tonight, Lord, that an eternal work be wrought in the hearts and lives of all those that hear the word, both here present, myself included, as well as all those who care by electronic means, that wherever this word goes in all the earth, your power and your Spirit will back it, so that men will not be hearers only, but will be given mercy and grace to be doers of this word. And so be blessed in all that they do in the name of Jesus. I also ask for mercy to be faithful. Make my tongue like the pen of a ready writer. I beseech you, Lord, as I empty myself of myself, Lord, let there be a free flow of this word from you through me. And by the power of the Spirit, Lord God, Lord, you will cause this word to go forth, to cut through to the hearts of men, causing our minds to be more enlightened by revelation knowledge, our wills more humble, submitted to your will, O God, and our emotions be more controlled and tempered by the precious fruits of the Spirit, especially the power of love, in the name of Jesus. I also ask for you to help me to be concise, to be precise, so I will not say anything unnecessary, bringing forth from out of this treasure, the treasure of your word, things both old and new, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the covering of my fathers, and their prayers have gone forth concerning this message. I humble myself and I duck under the anointings. I take upon me their mantles, so as I preach and teach and deliver this word, I will do so the same way they would have were they here personally. And I ask, Lord, help me to be faithful to this word. Lord, that I speak, let the power of God go forth as a river of life, bringing refreshing to all, but especially to them, as they eat and drink of this vine they have planted, let them be truly satisfied with the travails of their souls in me. I thank you, Lord, because you are faithful. You are not lied to David. You are well able to do more than we can ask or can think. We honor you in our midst as you come to reign tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. I want to thank God for the great honor, the privilege again we have to bring the word tonight. And again, church is also a word for our nation, Nigeria. This blessed land that the rivers divide beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. And it's very, very important, in particular, in the light of the peculiarities that we know and see and we are as Nigerians. Amen. I've titled it Seeking Honor. Amen. Well, we all know or should know that in this land, Nigeria, we're wonderful people. A people scattered and peeled from our beginning, terrible from but we're wonderful people. Amen. We have a national pastime. And that national pastime is seeking the honor of men. Hello, somebody. Nigerians, maybe more than any other nation, I don't know, you know, but at least what I know is what I know about Nigeria. We love the applause and the praise of men. Hallelujah. We like that pride of life when we walk into somebody somewhere and, you know, everybody acknowledges and says, "This is a great man."